Leading our news this morning, state and federal police have been carrying out raids across northwest Sydney and Brisbane South this morning in one of the largest anti-terrorism operations ever conducted in Australia. Police say several people have been arrested. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister is preparing to farewell Australian troops heading to the Middle East. In the United States, the House of Representatives has approved a plan to train and equip moderate Syrian rebels as President Obama again rules out troops on the ground in Iraq.
The American forces that have been deployed to Iraq do not and will not have a combat mission. They will support Iraqi forces on the ground.
Barack Obama there. Now, Scots will begin voting this afternoon in a referendum to decide whether they'll break away from the United Kingdom. The latest polls suggest the No campaign has a slight edge, but the result is still too close to call. Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey has dismissed warnings from his coalition predecessor Peter Costello that Australia's economic luck is running out. Mr Hockey says despite the challenges ahead, he's fundamentally optimistic about Australia's economic future. And the federal government has released the latest figures on its operation to stop asylum seeker boats reaching Australia. The government says 12 asylum seeker boats have been turned back this year. Another 45 have been stopped from leaving ports in Indonesia, Malaysia and Sri Lanka.